air, online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Fine Gael members have approved going into government with Fianna Fáil and the Green Party. Overall, they voted 80% in favour. Fianna Fáil is set to announce their decision within the next hour, the Greens a little later. What were thought to have been human remains found near Dunloe last evening have been shown to be the remains of an animal. And it's been confirmed three people have died following a major incident in Glasgow city centre. Also in this bulletin, the head of the European Central Bank speaks of the economic recovery. Christine Lagarde says she believes we've reached the lowest point of the economic crisis. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. And because it's Friday, we'll have Unnoked with Colm Ferriter. Fine Gael members have approved going into government with Fianna Fáil and the Green Party. Overall, they voted 80% in favour, with 20% voting against the programme for government. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
The first of three votes is in and it's overwhelmingly in favour of going into government. The overall result was 80% in favour of doing the deal with Fianna Fáil and the Greens. There was a turnout of 95% from their electoral college system. 90% of their TD senators and MEPs voted in favour of the deal. It was 85% among the National Executive and 71% support among constituency delegates. However, just 57% of local councillors in Fine Gael voted in favour. So that's one of three down. Fianna Fáil's official counting only got underway around 3:30 p.m. with a result expected sometime around 6, while the Greens are taking longer than expected and might not have a result until 8 o'clock this evening. It's only when all the results are in that we'll know whether there will be a new government and if Micheál Martin will be elected Taoiseach tomorrow.
It's emerged that remains found near Dunloe were in fact animal remains. In a statement, Gardaí say the nature of the items found last evening was confirmed following further investigations today. Searches in the area have now been stood down. It's been confirmed three people have died following what's been described as a major incident in Glasgow city centre. A police officer was injured during an attack in West George Street. He was apparently stabbed, although that's not been confirmed. Police Scotland say the suspect's been shot by an armed officer. This woman was nearby and has described what she saw.
I saw people that were being treated that had blood all over them. There was blood on the ground. I saw people running out of, coming out of the hotel with the police shouting, "Put your hands up, put your hands up, come out."
The government is being urged to speed up publishing which countries will have air bridges to Ireland. Aer Lingus claims delays in releasing the green list of routes with unrestricted travel will stop tourists or business passengers coming here for the month of July. The list, which is to be ready by July 9th, will showcase which countries can be travelled to from Ireland and where a 14-day quarantine won't apply. It'll be updated every fortnight. Countries with a resurgence of COVID-19 will be removed from it. Donal Moriarty, Aer Lingus Chief Corporate Affairs Officer, says we should be following the German quarantine model instead.
The only instance in which they look at applying quarantine is where the number of cases exceeds a certain threshold per 100,000 of population in the previous 7 days, and that's 50 cases per 100,000 of population. There are no countries in Europe currently which breach that threshold. So from our perspective, the quarantine simply shouldn't apply for travel within the European Union and the UK.
Travel journalist Owen Corry says the green list is almost irrelevant as airlines and customers have already begun flying.
I see this almost as a sideshow. While the Irish consumer and the Irish aviation industry has put the planes back in the sky. Turkish started this week, another one to Bucharest tomorrow. The flights are already in place. While the politicians are talking about this, and it does look like a lot of optics, while the real travel, return to travel is happening anyway.
Economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic will be restrained, according to the head of the European Central Bank. Christine Lagarde says the lowest point of the crisis has, she believes, passed. However, she's warning countries will need to be prepared for a second wave.
So we can hope that we have passed the lowest point and that we will have learned from what we just went through. We will have learned from Korea, for instance, that really addressed the pandemic in the most efficient way based on all recorded data that we have, in that they clearly took very rigorous, effective and rapid measures, and they also tested people in a massive way.
A new campaign has been launched urging people to be sound when pubs, bars and restaurants reopen next week. They'll be allowed to open their doors again on Monday under phase three of coronavirus restrictions being eased. Only pubs that serve food can open next week. A number of measures, including a 105-minute time limit for customers, will be in place. Patricia Cullen from Drinks Ireland says everyone will need to get used to the changes.
We do need people to realise, though, it's not a return to as normal. People will have to behave differently and there'll be a new social etiquette. But it's really important that, you know, these are still fun places, great experiences, social occasions. And we have three very simple messages for people, essentially to respect the guidelines of whichever venue that they're going to, respect each other and ensure to look out for each other and to behave well, and to respect the staff.
The Board of Management at Little Angels School in Letterkenny is meeting after concerns were raised by parents over a decision not to run classes during the summer. The summer provision programme is being introduced in various schools across the country. Little Angels decided not to run it this year, but it's hoped an online meeting taking place today could see that decision reversed. On today's 9 till noon show, one parent, Kathleen, spoke of her son's struggles without the daily structure of school. She says he and many of his fellow pupils have regressed over lockdown.
These children, like, you know, have regressed, and they need the structure, they need to. The staff is amazing within Little Angels. The teachers, the SNAs, they're amazing. It's not a job to them, it's a con. Mm. They are their children, and they want to go back. They want to see their children again. These children, since March, have been left completely on their own.
And then you're thinking, Kathleen, aren't you, how long is it going to take for Cathal to catch up again with stuff that he's lost in this period of time?
Yeah, like the behaviour, I don't think people realise when they say regression, what regression and what routine actually means to all children.
Yeah.
Like regression for Cathal. Cathal used to go to bed at 9:30 at night. I would have to wake him for school in the morning. And then I got 1 hour of sleep last night. 1 hour of sleep. And he's not sleeping. His sleep has regressed. His toilet training has regressed. Mm.
And that's pressure on him too, because he's struggling to process all this too. Has it affected his behaviour and how he reacts to things?
His behaviour, and that he is lashing out, he is nipping, he is self-harming, and that he has kicked a hole in the wall, he has kicked a hole in the side of the bath, and like, you know, it's also the house, Gahar is a flight risk, the house is in complete lockdown. And that complete lockdown, every window, every door in the house has been locked shut since March.
And that was Kathleen there, a parent speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. The HSE in Donegal is urging patients to use a new online way to speak to their clinicians. Attend Anywhere is a web-based video conferencing tool which will provide video consultations to patients and service users through virtual clinics, which are called waiting rooms. The HSE says it's a simple, safe and easy to use method of allowing people see clinicians such as physiotherapists. It also allows the physiotherapists and others demonstrate things to their patients over video links. Rona McLaughlin is the Donegal Physiotherapy Manager with the HSE. She says the system works well, but it's no replacement for face-to-face consultations.
It has been working really well because as opposed to a telephone call, this is a video call, so we can see our patients, and that's a really important part for physiotherapists. So we can see how our patients are getting on by video call. It has been working really well. I mean, we monitor how they're getting on. We can see what they're doing. We can ask them to do exercises in front of us. We can demonstrate how to do things as well. So yes, it is working really well. I mean, the essence of physiotherapy is face-to-face contact, and it's a hands-on treatment. But in the absence of face-to-face treatments during the pandemic, we have needed to use this to ensure that the patients didn't lose out. We will resume our clinics, and we will hope to embed the virtual treatment with the face-to-face contact and integrate both so the patient will get the best experience, particularly if patients are having difficulties with transport or mobility. So at least we can contact them virtually in the absence of face-to-face.
The outgoing Education Minister has committed to making sure school projects in Donegal that are still in the pipeline are protected and delivered. Minister Joe McHugh says his time in education has been a whirlwind. He acknowledged that the role will continue to have its difficulties, particularly as we continue to emerge from the pandemic. Reflecting on his tenure, Joe McHugh said whatever way the cards may fall, he'll be ensuring that any outstanding local projects get over the line.
Change comes in everybody's lives in terms of jobs, and certainly my time in education has been a hard one, to say the least. And within the first 48 hours to deal with the WBS issue with buildings and construction issues, to the recent 3 months during the pandemic, and it certainly hasn't been dull. But I just want to thank everybody within the school community. Delighted that we were able to get a lot of things over the line, and obviously in Donegal we've been working hard on many, many school extensions and school projects, and the school projects that I've got included into the capital plan, no matter what the change is, those schools are protected, and I'll be ensuring no matter what post I have or where I end up that I'll be keeping a close eye to make sure that they all progress, because there's been a lot of work done there as well. But look, just want to thank everybody, and in particular the teaching community as well, who have had a fairly turbulent time over the last 3 months, and to all the teachers who continue to reach out to their students.
But you yourself, Minister, have had such a huge undertaking over the last couple of months in terms of this pandemic. You must feel, you know, a sense of maybe apprehension even to pass the torch over to potentially to somebody else now.
Well, look, this job is going to continue to be a difficult job, because there's one thing's for sure, that I know when people want certainty, and this is not going to be possible because of the pandemic and because of the uncertainty that we have and potential resurgence and spike in the virus. But one thing that has to continue to happen is a partnership approach.
That was Minister Joe McHugh there. Meanwhile, two local contractors have been given the green light to begin building work on major projects in Donegal. St Mary's in Stranorlar and Skullcolumb Kill in Letterkenny both have now been given the go-ahead to proceed. St Mary's will become a new 24-classroom school. Skullcolumb Kill will get 8 new classrooms, a hall, ball courts, and see the removal of prefabs, as well as work done on the ground. Over 870 people in Donegal have been receiving job seekers allowance for at least a decade, one of the highest figures in the country. Nationally, the figure is almost 14,000. Dublin accounts for nearly a third of these, followed by Cork, Donegal and Wexford. The Department of Social Protection says a further 18,200 people have been getting the payment for between 6 and 10 years.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with Gaelic Games, and for the first time in 20 years there will be no second chances in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. The GAA have confirmed that this year's truncated football championship will revert to its traditional format. The four provincial championships will all be straight knockout, with the winners advancing to the All-Ireland semi-finals. Donegal and Tyrone are scheduled to meet in the quarter-finals of the Ulster Championship, and whoever suffers defeat that day will see their football done for the year. The Ulster Championship will start on the weekend of the 31st of October, with the Ulster Council to confirm details of the games in the coming week. The All-Ireland Hurling and Football Finals will both be played before the end of 2020. The Hurling decider is on December 13th, and the football is to follow 6 days later on Saturday, the 19th of December. Meanwhile, the three North West counties will play the remaining two league games on the weekend of the 18th and 25th of October. Donegal will be at home in Division 1 to Tyrone, with an away trip to Kerry, while Tyrone will conclude with an away trip to Mayo. And in Division 3, Derry will be at home to Longford and away to Offaly. So we now know how the fixtures are going to pan out. For Donegal manager Declan Bonner, he says it's not ideal, but he's excited about playing football again.
It's a fairly tight schedule. It's going to be an exciting time, there's no doubt about that. The positive is the fact that we're back playing football, and that's what we wanted, you know, this last 3 or 4 months. I think we're in maybe week 15 now. I suppose it's not ideal in terms of going back in and having to play those two National League games, Tyrone the first and Kerry on the second, because the following weekend then is the first round of the championship. So it's a lot of stuff to be done before then. It's a really demanding club championship coming up, And it's going to be really testing time for players and social management alike over the next number of weeks and months. But listen, it's great to get back playing again, and that's the real positive, you know.
Would you not see them two games as good match practice for Championship, Declan?
Oh, listen, yeah. It's just the fact that, you know, we're playing Tyrone, and I'm sure the same with... I'm sure Mickey and Tyrone will be the same. Two matches with Tyrone in the space of 2 weeks in league and championship. Not ideal. If it probably was any other counties, that you'd say, yeah, you get a couple of games and get up to speed for championship. But listen, it is what it is. And as I say, we get ready for those two games and get ready for that first league match against Tyrone, and then we have Kerry and ultimately the championship, yeah. Which is still an important one. And that's the end of October.
It's been 20 years since the traditional straight knockout format was last used, Declan. You're sort of going into this game knowing that if you lose, you're done for the year, which is a sort of, it's a funny sort of scenario this time around.
Yeah, listen, that's it. It's, the thing about it, Oisín, it's the same for every team. So, you know, I see Kerry v Cork and Donegal v Tyrone. So after round one of the championship, there's going to be, you know, two top teams out of action. But listen, it is what it is. So we've got to be ready. And as I say, we've got to make sure that the players are ready for that and the challenges that lie ahead.
Donegal manager Declan Boner speaking to me earlier today following the reveal of the championship calendar for later in 2020. There's more from Declan available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Well, before the county players are returning on the inter-county scene, they will of course be involved with their clubs. The Donegal CC are expected to meet tonight to finalise their plans for a Donegal club championship. That document is expected to be released at some stage this weekend. It's understood club games will be back on the weekend of the 17th to 19th of July, with club championships set to start in early August. The Donegal Hurlers will be back in action on the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October. Due to the pandemic, the Nicky Rackard Cup competition has also been changed to a straight knockout format. Donegal have been drawn at home in the quarterfinals to Longford, while Tyrone will be away to Warwickshire. In the Christy Ring competition, Derry have been handed a home tie with Sligo. The four winners will go to the semi-finals in the respective competitions, while the losers will play in relegation games. To golf, Rory McIlroy will get a second round underway at the Travellers Championship at 10-6 this evening. The world number one will begin day two in America from 7 under par. Shane Lowry goes out 10 minutes later from 4 under. Mackenzie Hughes was the overnight leader at 10 under in the clubhouse, but on the course, Will Gordon is now leading the way at the top by a single shot on 11 under. So far today, he is 7 under for his second round. In soccer, Jurgen Klopp says his Liverpool side will keep striving to improve. They secured the Premier League title last night with 7 games remaining of the season, but Klopp says the strength of other sides means Liverpool don't have time to bask in their 19th title success.
The consistency the boys really showed is so exceptional. I cannot describe it. And we will not stop. That's it. We will not stop. We really have to and will stay focused, because we see the opportunity. But will not stop doesn't mean that we will win everything. We just want to improve, because the other teams they are really good already and will be better and stuff like this.
Cross channel tonight, there is one game taking place. It's fourth place first in the championship. West Brom can open up a 3-point lead over Leeds with victory away to Brentford. Finally, in boxing, Eddie Hearn has confirmed the cards for his Fight Camp series, but there's no place for Jason Quigley. The series will begin on the 1st of August for 4 consecutive Fridays. Just last week, Hearn said Quigley would fight Jack Cullen in one of the events hosted on the Matchroom property, but that has not materialised. He did, however, confirm Katie Taylor's involvement. Taylor is without a named opponent for the fourth and final Fight Camp card on August 22nd and will defend her undisputed lightweight titles in his backyard. And that card will be headlined by Dylan White's interim heavyweight title bout with Alexander Povkin. Amanda Serrano has been lined up as Taylor's opponent, or was lined up as Taylor's opponent, until a row erupted over the fight purse. Well, that's it from the sports desk for today. You can, of course, go back on Declan Boner's interview done earlier in relation to the championship coming back later in the year. It's online now in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening and the coming weekend. Dawn.
Thank you, Washing. The architects who are looking at the creation of a cultural district in Letterkenny say there is huge potential for growth in the area linking Ungerleen Theatre, the Regional Cultural Centre and the Donegal County Museum. Almost 200 people responded to a recent online survey to outline their ideas of what should be done in the area. Those responses will be added to the architects' own findings in a draft proposal which is now being finalised. Ronan Friel is one of the architects involved. He says COVID-19 interrupted the consultation process, but it should happen in the coming weeks.
It's very much a community-led project. This is one first phase of consultation was the online survey, and we'll follow up with a public consultation which was due to happen, but obviously COVID-19 has put a little bit of a stop to it. So that will happen hopefully in the next month or so. And we'll be presenting at that some of the ideas that have been generated on the back of the initial round of consultation. You'll soon see on the ground an indication of how we're trying to link together the three institutions. There's a triptych of canvases that'll be placed at each of the buildings and something akin to a sort of Hansel and Gretel trail of breadcrumbs between them to try and begin to sort of generate awareness and the sense of the generation of a cultural district.
From your own examination of the area, do you sense that there is a potential there? Do you sense that there is a prospect of doing something very special in that area?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The three buildings are obviously in very close proximity to each other as the crow flies. The space in between obviously is in need of sort of a little love and care, let's say, but there's great opportunity. There's lots of sort of opportunities within the trail itself, between the institutions, for creating a series of experiences along the way of a cultural nature. And we're setting up, I guess, the infrastructure to allow that to happen.
Roland Friel, agus an ish an nocht a leibh ag Colm Ferriter.
Seabhar mahas a Colm Ferriter an Seán Lena Príomh scéalta ar Highland Radio. Tá sé deimhnithe ag an aire stáit den Gaeltacht Gaelic agus an Helen Seán Cain go mbeidh rochtain ag cliant chomhlachtaí údaras na Gaeltachta a réimse omlan tacaíochta faoin ciste comhtháthaithe fiontair le 5 billion euro chuirtear ar fáil mar thús leis a scéim. Tagan an mwinu seo ijanta le 600 mili euro a fógriu le garage con an schema tradala erlina a einu sa geltacht. Agus mar haru an choabru lanuna ajur an run cultures airacht agus geltachta agus udras na geltachta agus na ranta stachela contactiacti practicula a curar foil da gnolachti at a builcha da war COVID an ejeg. Ta fwelcha curra ag udras na geltachta revan ogurch comai Dúirt Michal Lohenny, príomh aimeneach údaras na Gaeltachta go mbeidh deis a cólachtaí incealaithe Gaeltachta teacht ar chiste de 5 billion euro de thacaíochtaí airgeadais chun codiúló teacht as an ngéir chéim. Tá sé fógraithe ag Forest na Gaeilge go bhfuil ais ar fáil anois do léthorí ar bhailofa teacht ar leaganaithe Gaeilge do lóir ar leith. Teochaí léthorí ar léirmheasanna, Máltaí agus nuacht maidir le fáilseoithe nua. Is féidir Máltaí a dhéanú maidir le lóir nua trídean suíomh gréasán comáin. Tá leolas ar fáil ag ais drú litríochta Bunkaí ná ag suíomh Forest na Gaeilge. Tá fógairt deanta ag Parent Hub dúna náil go bhfuil seirbhís ia cheanga curtha ar fáil acu de thuismitheoirí atá cóirlia de dhíthartú ar ábhar faoi leith. Thag leat gléach a chur siar an aisce ar a haon i hochta neamhnaí a haon a haon a dá seart a seart. Luan go dtí de haoine idir a níor maidin agus a trí tráthnóna ná teachtaireacht príomhaide a chur thag leathana Parent Hub Donegal ag tuairt na ainm deibhir agus cur sios garaid ar an ceist atá agat sa. Bé duine ón oran i dteanghfuil contáceart agus tróir a tholaithir. Agus sin mo chuid sa eile go léir slán agus bannacht.
Gurama agus Colm agus an ish on I'm sure. Sunny spells and scattered heavy showers or thunderstorms this evening. It'll stay mainly dry for a while tonight, but showery outbreaks of rain will develop as the night goes on, with some heavy bursts possible. Lowest overnight temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees Celsius in light variable breezes. Tomorrow we'll see frequent showers merging into longer spells of rain with some heavy bursts. Limited bright spells with winds mostly moderate and westerly in direction, increasing fresh to strong at times along coasts. It'll be much cooler with highest temperatures tomorrow hitting 14 to 16 degrees Celsius. Main stories in brief this evening. Fine Gael members have approved going into government with Fianna Fáil and the Green Party. It was 80% in favour, with 20% voting against the programme for government. It's emerged that remains found near Dunloe last evening were in fact animal remains. Gardaí say the nature of the remains was confirmed following further investigations today. All searches have now been stood down. Three people have died following a major incident in Glasgow city centre. One police officer was injured during the attack in West George Street. He was apparently stabbed. That's not been confirmed. Police Scotland say a suspect has been shot by an armed officer. And the government's being urged to speed up the publication of which countries will have air bridges to Ireland. Aer Lingus says delays in releasing the green list will have major problems. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 26th of June. The death has taken place of Kathleen Call, Strand Road, Bunbeg. Her remains will leave the family home at 12:30 on Sunday, going to St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Maharagallan Cemetery. Due to COVID-19 guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. at the family home. And the death has occurred of Claire Kelly, Convoy Road, Rafoe. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:45, going to St. Enan's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors.